This is the Herb Day Radio Artist Showcase, featuring great singers and performers from your part of the world. The Herb Day Artist Showcase is sponsored by Warren Furniture at 1583 North High Street in Hillsboro. And now, Herb Day's Artist Showcase.
Hello and welcome to Herb Day Radio Artist Showcase. And this is a program in which we're going to showcase the local artists of the area, musically, all sorts of genres, from rock to country to gospel and everything in between. And my first guest on the program is a young lady who, I thought this was correct, but she just confirmed it for me, was she with me at the Colony Theater years ago, and that was your first appearance. Is that correct? Caitlin Adams. Caitlin, good to have you.
Thank you, Herb. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it was. I started out singing at that Colony Theater when I was 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
And they would have those karaoke contests. I believe it was like every Saturday.
Right.
And I would win them every time. And, every time, yeah.
And they asked you if you wanted cash or check.
Yeah, they did. They say, would you like a cash or would you like a check? And I said, well, I'm thinking, what would an 8-year-old want? She wants cash to take it to Walmart to go spend.
Wants cash. And yeah. You know, these days they don't want you to use cash. How about that?
Oh, I know. I'm telling you.
You know, we used to joke, even your cash isn't good here. But now that's just about the truth.
Yeah.
Well, tell me... That's where your career started. Where has it taken you so far?
Oh my goodness, God has opened so many doors in the past few years. It's just unbelievable. People that I have become friends with, I never thought in a million years I would ever get to meet or become friends with. But I have gotten to open for Jeannie Seely. She's a friend of mine. She sings at the Grand Ole Opry, and gotten to open for the group Exile.
Oh, they're wonderful.
They are. They are so good. And I even got the chance to sing with David Frizzell on You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
And you played the part of Shelley.
Shelley,
huh?
Yes. I played the part of Shelley West. And that took place at the Keeping It Country Farm. My good friend, Richard Lynch, he owns that place, and he sings there, and he invited me to come. And I sing there once in a while. And
right.
So I love it there. I love getting to come.
We're going to try to get Richard on the program.
Yes,
later on. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He
like
really
Richard.
Is. Yes, yeah. He is. He's a good guy.
You also were on the program with Shotgun Red.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I just adored him. I met Steve Hall in Little Shotgun Red at the Nashville Nightlife Theater in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And I went down there to sing when I was, I believe, 8 years old, and Steve was one of their guest appearances. So I sang Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette.
Oh,
and
yeah. Can't go wrong on that.
Oh, no. And Paula Morrell, who is a dear friend of mine, she was Tammy Wynette's original backup singer.
Right.
So she got to back me up on that, and that was just such an honor, and I've known her ever since. But Shotgun Red got a hold of me and said, I'm coming out with a variety show in Branson. I would like to have you on it. I thought, well, okay, you know. So a few years later, I think it might have been a year or two later, he calls in his little Shotgun Red voice and said, I'd like you to be on my show. And so we worked that out and went to Branson, Missouri at the RFD TV Theater did the show. And ever since, you know, I have become such good friends with Steve Hall. And so, yeah, I have known them for a long time, but I miss Steve Hall a lot.
Yeah,
I really do.
You say he passed away on your birthday?
He did.
He
passed on my birthday. Yeah, that was one of the most heartbreaking phone calls I have ever received.
Yeah, that's so sad. It really is.
Yeah.
Now, you spent a lot of time in Nashville at an early age, and in fact, you have a brand new CD out.
I do. I have a new album out. It is titled Survivor. Mm-hmm. It has 5 songs on it. The first song I wrote, and it's called Cancer Survivor. I wrote that when I was 15. My grandmother is a breast cancer survivor, and she asked me one day she said, would you care to write a song for me? And I said, well, I have never written a song before in my life, but I can try. So yeah. I was 15 years old, so I was still in high school at the time. And so at school, we have what you call a study hall. And of course, you know, I had everything caught up. So only thing I had in the study hall room was just a little piece of paper and a pencil, because you have to have something to do. So I was sitting there, and the Lord just kind of spoke to me. He was like, why don't you write about her cancer journey? And I thought, okay. So within 5 minutes, I had the lyrics to the song.
Wow.
And
that's how you know when it's from
God. It is. Yeah. It is. And so I went home, and I put it to some music, and I thought, okay. Well, so I kind of just, I didn't sing in hardly anywhere. I kind of just left it, you know. Uh-huh. And so I let my grandma hear it, and she cried, and she said, oh my gosh, I just love it. So I sang it a few more places. I said, well, I'm gonna sing this and see how people like it. So, and everyone said, oh, I just love that song. I love that song. Do you have it on CD? No. So when I went to Hendersonville at Day Wind to do this album, I let my producer hear it, and he was like, oh, well, let's record it. So it's now on the album, and it goes out to all those who have gone through cancer as well.
All right, so we're going to play that right now. This is Cancer Survivor by Caitlin Adams.
I have been through a lot in my life, and I've had a lot running through my mind. But no matter what comes my way, my soul will always say, hey, you've made it today. So I know I'm gonna be okay. I'm a survivor.
What a great song by Caitlin Adams. She wrote it. It is called Cancer Survivor. And I don't think that there is any one of us in the audience who haven't had some experience with someone who has fought the battle. And thank the good Lord above that the grandma survived.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, back with more with Caitlin Adams after this for Warren Furniture.
Hi, this is Stephanie in the Knife for Warren Furniture in Hillsboro. If you're not loving your home as much as you used to, then maybe it's time for a home makeover with stylish furniture and furnishings from Warren Furniture. Select from brand names like Lazy Boy, Sealy, and more. Feel better about your home, your living space, and your surroundings with the furniture you deserve from Warren Furniture. Warren Furniture, located at 1583 North High in Hillsborough.
Tell me about some of the other songs on the album.
Sure. So the other songs I have on here, I am a huge Dolly Parton fan. So,
of course,
we had to include Coat of Many Colors on here. So if you love Dolly, you'll get to hear Coat of Many Colors. The other songs that are on here are Back to God. That was made popular by Reba McEntire and Lauren Daigle.
Right.
So actually, the funny story on how I picked a lot of these songs out, me and my dad were in a Mexican restaurant, and I said, you know, when we get home, we really need to pick out the songs for this album. He says, we can do it right now. So we just kind of, we were in the Mexican restaurant, like, putting the phone up to our ear, listening to these songs, seeing which ones we could put on there. So that's how that come to be. So yeah, but Back to God is on there, Broken World. I love that song because it talks a lot about of what's going on today, you know. It talks about how things that are wrong and people think they're right, you know. So that song fits in, I think, a lot with what's going on. And then You've Got a Friend by James Taylor.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yes. I never, I know that's sad to say, but I've never heard this song before in my life until a friend of mine was like, have you ever heard this song before? And I said, no. She's like, well, you got to listen to it. So I listened to it, and I liked it. So I thought, well, let's record it.
You know, that's a little heartbreaking that she had never heard this song
before. I know.
Before.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that just proves your youth
I guess.
gosh. Well, how can we obtain a copy of your album?
Well, they are available at Town & Country in Hillsborough, and they're not available in any other stores right now, but I am working on getting a website built. But right now, if you would like to purchase a copy, you can find me on Facebook, leave me a message, and I'll get back with you, and we'll get you an album for $15.
How about that?
Yeah.
And I'll just throw this out there. If you want to email me,
sure,
at herbday@herbdayradio.com, and tell me what you want. I'll hook you up with Caitlin.
Yeah.
So that'll be great.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. What's coming down the pike for you, Caitlin?
Well, I'm not so sure. We've got a lot of things. I'm planning to get back into the studio to do another song, maybe record another album. I don't know. There's it's up in the air on what we're going to do. I'd like to go back in and record another album.
Right.
But we'll just have to see.
Have you written material for a new one? Or?
Not for the new one. I have written some songs, but no one's heard them yet. So I'm not sure if a song that I've written will be featured on a new album or not. I'm not so sure about that.
Do you like to write?
Oh, I do. I have about 4 or 5 songs that I have written, and I haven't done anything with them, but I need to. But
how do you feel about what you write?
I feel like the songs that I write really come from the heart, and I try to relate with what other people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the cancer song, you know, most people can relate to that. And so a lot of people who want to purchase this album, they come to me and they say, you know, we want your CD, we want to hear the cancer song. And that's the most popular one, I think, on this album.
Right.
So, but yeah, I try to, you know, and I also pray before I even write a song. I'm like, God, give me the words to write the song, because I want it to bless other people.
Yes.
You know, that's the goal.
God's a very big part of your life.
He is.
Yep. Always has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
I live in Leesburg, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I've
mm-hmm.
lived there for about 6 years, 5 or 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe.
If someone would like to get in touch with you, maybe for a personal appearance,
mm-hmm.
how could they go about doing that?
Social media. I'm on Facebook once again. I do have a like page on there. So you'll just go in and type in Caitlin Adams Ministry on Facebook and leave a message, and I will definitely respond and get back.
Spell Caitlin.
It's spelled a little different. It's Katelyne.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Caitlin, thank you for being my first guest.
Oh, I'm so honored.
Oh, well, I'm excited about the future of it, and And just because we got together once doesn't mean it has to be the last time.
Right, exactly.
So the door is always open, and and you keep us informed as to what's going on, all right?
All right.
And you tell everybody about the Artist Showcase.
I absolutely will.
At HerbDayRadio.com, yes. And about the station. I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Caitlin Adams, our guest on Artist Showcase here on HerbDayRadio.com. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Herb Day Radio Artist Showcase, sponsored by Warren Furniture at 1583 North High in Hillsboro. Herb Day's Artist Showcase is always on at www.herbdayradio.com.